back in Washington. On Friday, July 8, Ellen White and those traveling with her arrived back in Washington, where she would stay for another month in the Carroll Manor House. She was pleased that the construction of the college was underway. The basement for the boys' dormitory was about completed, as well as the excavating for the dining hall. A.S. Baird was managing the construction work well. Almost every day Mrs. White and Sarah drove out with the horse and carriage. She enjoyed these little journeys. While living in the Carroll Manor House, she received a vision in which she seemed to be in a large company. One not known to those present stepped forward and sounded a message of warning to Dr. Paulson and Dr. Sadler, urging them to break their bonds with Dr. Kellogg and to be careful not to spoil their experience with philosophy and vain deceit. Cut loose is my message, she wrote in a letter to the physicians. The text of the letter was much the same as in a letter addressed to Elders Jones and Wagoner, who were now associated with Dr. Kellogg in Battle Creek. The messenger who was speaking to them indicated that these men were in a mist and a fog, unaware of the seductive sentiments in the living temple. The four final weeks spent in Washington were devoted to giving counsel about the developing work, speaking in the several churches on weekends, and in writing.